Blog Talk Radio.
Of Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. It's the Global Village International Radio Show, exploring the mysteries of the future and how to prepare. Taking your phone questions about tonight's topic at area code 718-766-4421. Hosted by Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, whose prophetic visions, individual consultations, and many books continue to help people around the world. And with co-host Doug Bentley. Now, welcome to the Global Village.
Welcome, everyone. It's happy St. Patty's Day to you all. I'd say top of the morning, but here we are at the close of the day. It's almost over. I hope you had a great day today. Did you have a lucky event today? Were you in sync with the universe? That's the thing that we want to hear today. Good news. The topic tonight is looking forward in time. And of course, we all expect with these iconic days of the luck of the Irish and everybody wearing green today and that green river in Chicago and, you know, the green beer that's flowing freely in the pubs right now as we speak. That will continue, I'm sure, for the weekend. I'm predicting a happy, happy Friday night, Saturday night, and then everybody will be wide awake on Sunday to come to the International School of the Prophets and participate in our Sunday service. Won't you all, my friends? We sure hope you are. But in the meantime, it's good to have fun. Let your hair down a little and enjoy the, I guess you could say, the iconic holiday, which is celebrated, one of these celebrations all over the world. You know, the St. Patty's Day is celebrated all over the world. You talk to people, and well, you talk to people in different parts of the world where you are, and I'm sure I'm stepping out here taking a big step on a ledge here, and I'm thinking, well, okay, I've been to different parts of the world, and there seems to be, like Valentine's Day, this desire to have the luck of the Irish. And of course, you know, the Irish people have been all over the world. Wherever you go, you always bump into Irish people, don't you? Wonderful folks. My ancestry is from the UK. We're a little further south than Ireland, where my ancestors came from, but I still think I could blend in and say, "Top of the morning to you, and how are you doing, my friends? It's good to see you all." So there's my accent. Pardon me for making an Irish a stab at being having an Irish accent, but anyway, I do love the Irish. My friend Ross Peterson once told me that I had a lifetime back there in a place near Cork in Ireland. And apparently I'm still residing there as part of whatever's left of me under a big apple tree or something or other. Well, that might be where I have that connection with Ireland. But today it's a good time to look back, look ahead, wonder what's going on, and try to bring some good news into our lives. We are going to talk tonight about the future. We are going to talk about the bank collapsing situation, what's going to happen there. We are going to talk about weather changes, and we're going to have a general overview of what you can do to help and be prepared for these changing times. Now, remember, Nostradamus had predicted these times. Edgar Cayce, the great seer of the 1940s, had predicted these times. My mentor, Ross Peterson, had spoke extensively about these times, especially the political climate and how the politicians of the future, speaking now in 1974 he was, that the politicians in the future, when they found out how to line their own pockets, it would be a sign of chaos. We never quite knew what chaos was going to be or what it was going to be like, but we have, since that time, gone through some amazing world-shattering events, and yet here we are still alive. There are wars and rumors of wars, and there is difficulty going on, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and this time of change, this renovation time. My good friend and co-host Doug Bentley is here. And he's ready to go with some questions. He's going to pepper me with all kinds of questions about the future, as is our producer, Paul Hughes, who's running the show tonight, as always, and doing a fantastic job, I might add. And so our friends, we're going to sort of rely on them to talk about where we've been and where we're going. But I see there are a lot of people in the queue tonight. We're going to take your phone calls as soon as we possibly can. Welcome to the show, Doug. It's good to have you back. You're making out okay in your new digs there east of Toronto?
Indeed I am, yes.
Hey, I haven't heard any news out there about any ruckus going out your way, so I guess you're doing okay.
I'm behaving myself, so everything's good.
Well, we're really glad to hear that, let me say. So the weather's been improving. Here we are, St. Paddy's Day. And spring is just around the corner. We've gone through that annual, you know, change the clock thing. And, you know, the thing about digital everything, you know, the clocks all seem to change from wherever headquarters is for changing the time on your cell phone, your iPad, your computer. It's not so much of a ceremony anymore. You know, it's almost like it sneaks into your life because the time... You don't have to set the clocks. You don't have to touch them like the good old days. You know, those round things that had those two little pointers on them? Hey, you ask your grandchildren what they are, and you might be surprised at what they say or don't say or don't know. But in any event, doesn't it kind of sneak up on you when you have that digital change all by itself? Something to think about in our times of change.
I always look forward to daylight savings times, and there is hope. There is hope. Because legislation is coming that we'll be on, quote, daylight saving time all year, which I would like, because as much light in the evening as possible.
Yeah, let's ask the community. What do you think, my friends? Should we stay on this time that we're on? I kind of like it myself. I do. But let us know what you think. And I know it's one of those things that's going to take a lot of cooperation, but heck, we're smart. We can do this if we choose to do so. So let's think about that. We have people sitting in the 312 and the 310, the 401 and the 917 and 972. So we're going to try to get to everybody when we come right back after this short break. So stay tuned. The number to call in is 718-766-4421. We'll try to get through all our calls tonight and we'll answer your questions about the future. What do you want to know about what's going on from this moment forward? We'll be right back after this.
With personal interactions with Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, along with guest speakers in open forum lectures and workshops, near-death experiences, angels, virtue healing, interpreting your dreams, the tree of life, the DNA of your soul. Those are just several of the topics covered in this all-new conference. There'll be special hotel room rates at conference locations. The Hope Conference will leave you spiritually energized with new cutting-edge information. See details at hopeconferences.org and view the breakdown of conference curriculum. plus plenty of opportunities to mingle with fellow seekers who have a goal of making the world a better place for themselves and others. See hopeconferences.org, and we look forward to seeing you.
You think about you and your family's health every minute, every day, not just when sick. We believe healthcare should bring results and rejuvenate the body. That's why Dr. Douglas James Cottrell compiled some of his best tips from his readings into a book, The Complete New Age Health Guide, Volume 1. From nutrition, anti-aging, and skincare to serious disorders and diseases like autism, PTSD, and cancer. Find out more at DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com or buy a copy on Amazon today. We understand people may have strong opinions that are different than our own. So join us and call in with questions and comments as we attempt to explore the unlimited human consciousness.
Now back to the Global Village. Here's your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell.
Welcome back, my friends. As we were talking just about before the break, we are going to have a look forward. So we have a lot of people in the queue. We're going to get to all your questions as soon as we can. But just as we start off here for the next little while, what is your pet peeve about the future, Doug? Where do you think we should be going? What are we going to look at?
I'm not sure exactly to what you refer. There was a lot of things that will be happening. My main issue, of course, is the in North America is the changing of the climate, and of course, one of my primary concerns is the caldera in Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm. So then the question is, for the people who don't know that, maybe talk a little bit about what are you referring to?
In Yellowstone, there is a caldera, which is technical name for the mouth of a volcano. There's a huge volcano and extreme seismic activity in the air, and it's been predicted by volcanologists that at some point in the near future, and they don't know when, there could be an explosion there. It's called a supervolcano because it's very large, and it all mm-hmm. depends on the extent of the eruption. It could be a partial eruption. Full eruption would be much greater than St. Helens from the 1980s, and it would cover at least half the United States in thick dust. So that's one of my primary concerns.
Okay. So thank you for that description. I don't need to answer that question now. So there are lots of people out there who are concerned about that. There's a lot of scientists who are looking to see when that's going to happen. And right now, there are many, many things going on that are leading that indication that there's going to be volcanic ash in the air. Now, our friends in Texas have talked about this too, where there's going to be some interruption with the trucking community. They're going to have difficulties in trying to get that get goods from the south to the north. So, if, you know, it wasn't really a question you're asking about. We've talked about this on the show before. I think we're going to be okay for 2023. We're just going to try to keep our comments here tonight for the year ahead, so that we
don't get too
concerned about the distant future. So as we look at this, what are we going to do with this situation? It is a percolating situation. We should keep an eye on it. Now, in furthering Doug's description of this, it is a gigantic volcano. It is erupting, and it's changing, and it's worrying the scientific community. So from my perspective, intuitively speaking, I think we're going to be okay for the next little while. Every 2023 to 2029 is going to be some upheavals and difficulties. But for this year, This is not going to be one of them. We have other extreme situations taking place. And so as you're out there worrying about what's going to happen or this volcano, be wise. And that is to say, stock up and have, you know, perishable things, food and water and things like that handy. This is awareness month, you know, like in California, I think April is always earthquake awareness month. So we'll make March volcano awareness month or ice cap melting awareness month, whatever. So there's for this time, looking forward from that particular aspect, I think we're okay. My intuition, I'm looking in my mind now, as you know, my friends, I do this on air, and I don't really see much ruckus coming out of that. All I see things bubbling up. You know, there might be some overspill or some new discovery of lava popping up. Okay, that's what I see for 2023. So as far as somebody was talking today, Paul, about this plume that we have here with seaweed coming into the coast on Florida. Have you touched on that at all?
I have seen videos of, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And apparently this is, it's not a totally new phenomenon. I saw a video of the same kind of yellow seaweed washing up on shore in a foreign country, but I don't know what continent that was on. But it's heading toward the States, and they say it's going to wreak havoc this summer on a lot of vacationers who are going to the beach, but I believe it's in the lower half of the U.S. on the coast. I don't believe it will wreak havoc up in, let's say, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, Ocean City, Maryland, Virginia Beach, and further north. I think it's all, at this point, predicted to be heading toward the Carolinas, the Georgia coast, and, of course, Florida, and may hit some of the Caribbean islands.
Well, my prediction is that it's going to be more of the same. This is largely the cause of the oceans heating up, which I have been talking about for years now on this show, on Coast to Coast and other radio shows across the country, that there is this time where the earth is heating up from within. And this is not a heating up of the air above, the greenhouse effect. I've always said, no, this is from the oceans heating up. And this is a sign of our times. And what Paul has just spoken about is some of the observations and the indications from the scientific community that this is happening. Now, why is it happening? It's because the oceans are, as always, a garden of creation. It flourishes, you know, with all sorts of fish, and it's just an amazing place full of life. And this temperature now has caused the seaweed to increase the bloom, if you will. Remember, we used to have those red blooms and the blue blooms off the El Nino or whatever they would call them on the West Coast because the oceans were heating up. That, intuitively speaking, is going to increase this year as well. What we're seeing here, it comes from Africa along the coastline. This is my intuition now. Comes along the coast of Africa, and it's been floating across the sea, but also not too far out, sort of the Great Barrier Reef and the sheet that's there, the shelf, I mean to say, along that eastern coast of the country's seaboard. This also is being, I can see like fingers, big long streamers of seaweed coming up. And so this is going to continue washing up on the Florida shores. I do think it'll be further north as to the Carolinas. We're going to see more sharks coming up closer and closer in, and sort of I can see them swarming around in North and South Carolina on the East Coast. The water level will be somewhat lower than what is presently. So either the ocean floor is going to come up or something's going to happen where I can see that it's going to be a little more shallow around the shoreline. Maybe that's flooding inland. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at rivers and lakes and inlets along the Carolina coast. Did you know in the old days that's where Captain Cook and a bunch of other pirates used to hang out? Did you know that, my friends? Yes. It was their drop-off zone where they were hiding their buried treasure. I know we have people who have been taking my courses and our conferences who have started off to be treasure hunters because they found some gold, they found some items, they found something in the Carolinas. Well, my prediction is that we're going to see more animals like sharks that are going to be in places where they ought not to be in this year in 2023. And this plume, this garbage that's coming along, there may be some discovery that this is pretty good fertilizer. And if some entrepreneur would be quick thinking, this particular material could be used for fertilizer, moving it to some wherever that would be. I'm not sure, you know, transportation costs being what they are, but that would be something that could be used for fertilizer in our agricultural areas, maybe in the Midland, maybe where the flooding has subsided. I don't see the breadbasket of the country inundated with water this year. I think it's going to be lush and green, just the right temperature. So I'm calling that places that have been devastated with flooding, cattle or sheep ranches and farming in the mid part of the country are going to do better this year. I'm just seeing that as we're looking to it on the air. So anybody else, are the ice caps melting? Yes, they are. And that's going to continue. And the scientists are now saying the possibility is that all that ice on Antarctica were to melt, that the coastlines would, and the cities that live along the coastlines of the oceans, would need to rethink and maybe move inland a little bit, need to rethink where they are. And that is something I've been saying since my book, 2012 and Beyond, and then the remake or the expansion of the book, which we call The New Earth, that particular forecast was made in 2000. I think the book was published 2011, so we were talking about that a few years before that, again, publicly and on air. And so you might want to get a copy of that, by the way. It's called The New Earth. It's available on my website, douglasjamescottrell.com. But in that book, we were talking about these times of extremes and chaos and what's going on in Syria and possibly what's happening in the Middle East as a tinderbox. There are concerns now about Israel and the civil war that's developing there. I'm calling that to be a red zone for 2023, that there's going to be more flare-ups. This is the intensity of the negativity is really heating up in Israel and in that area of the world. I had forecasted some time ago, a decade ago maybe, that Iran and Iraq would be really close. They would be like brothers. Well, that seems to be what's developing now, as opposed to last year or the year before. So I'm calling this year as a friendship between these two countries, these extremely unfriendly to each other countries. This year you're going to see a bonding, a coming together, an extended family in Iran and Iraq. And again, they're uniting for other reasons, to develop their weaponry and to bond together because of the shift in currency. The value of the U.S. currency is in doubt. And we're going to see now different parts of the world, the countries that are associated, as they're called, BRIC, Britain, India, China, and places, whatever that spell out the acronym, BRIC. We're going to see them coming together. Maybe, Paul, you can figure out the acronym and tell people the countries that are there. We're going to see them coming together, and the gold currency is on the market now, is going to, for 2023, is going to become more predominant, and paper money is going to be less. Why? Well, leads us to the next observation for 2023. I have predicted that there were going to be bank failures, that there was in Spain a little while ago, there were huge banking bailouts. Remember when President Obama came along, the bank, just when he was a brand new president, the bankers went to him and said, you got to save us. We need $750 billion to bail out the banks. Remember that? That was just a couple of presidents ago. And so here we are back again with more bailouts and more difficulty. So what's going on now, depending on where you are, the government is protecting depositors' money. So for 2023, no worries about getting your money out of the banks for the average depositor. And that's you and I. You know, we're just ordinary folks. However, the gold currency, the gold standard is coming. And that means, as I've said many, 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 many times, Doug and Paul, we've talked about, you know, having some silver coins or gold coins, even precious stones. And you ought to rethink this now, although I know that the gold is up over $2,000 an ounce or something. It's trading up that away. Again, I predicted it going to 2,400, getting closing in on that particular number. We might hit that for 2023, maybe 2024, but it's definitely a time that that you should be, or if you haven't already, you should be collecting a few silver coins. They don't have to be the ones from the mint, but they certainly should be real silver. Okay, so there's another confirmation of a prediction I made before. And now what's going on with accumulation. The American dollar is not in jeopardy, so be safe. It's going to continue on. However, it wouldn't hurt to get on the bandwagon of having some hard currency, meaning coins. I know people are maybe thinking about wafers and other, you know, nuggets and things like that that you can purchase. That's okay, but the coins are easily tradable. And that is to say, they are a certain dimension, they have certain insignia, carvings, stamps, and they cannot be adulterated. You know, that little serrated edge around or those little lines on the side of the coin, they're there for a purpose, not to make them easy to handle, but to show that they're not being shaved off. You know, so, some entrepreneurs, you know, shaving off the coins a little bit, you know, giving you a lighter coin back than what you gave them. And they keep the little shavings and profit, you know, so to speak. So that's why they're there. And I do recommend, you know, continuing to be in accumulation. As far as the currency goes, we're okay. As far as the banks go right now, we're not really okay. There is going to be more upheaval, and that's going to happen in 2023 with the banks. I'm not going to scare you, or I'm not going to say this is for certain going to happen or not going to happen. But I know from my observation, I watch all the news stations, that there is now a movement afoot by the current administration to protect your money. So as long as you're, you know, aware and not afraid, can you take some money out and put it in a little safe place in your house? Well, we've been talking about that, haven't we, for several months now. Everybody should have a little safe in your house, hole in the wall, a jar, you know, one of those jam jars or mason jars. And don't forget, if you're going to put money in there, to put in a plastic bag, because apparently the humidity does affect the paper money. But if you have coins, it doesn't, you know, gold doesn't rust. Silver doesn't rust. It might tarnish a little bit, but it doesn't rust. But if you have paper money, then you have to put it in some sort of environment, in a jar or a plastic bag where, you know, it's okay. So I'm making light of it, but yes, you should have some there, because there's going to be other circumstances why you should have money, and that would be internet going down a bit. I predicted internet disruptions, and they have happened in some places here in North America, and there's going to be interruptions through some other means, not necessarily sabotage, but through some, I can see like things coming down out of the sky. I'm not sure what they are. And it's disrupting the electricity and the internet. So be prepared for some outages along that. That's that part of the country, that part of the world as well. communication back and forth. Air travel is going to be continuing, as you can see, with the near misses. I can see some, I can see at one time is going to be a no-fly for some reason at all. Hell, the planes will be grounded again, but I think it's more like because of the outage of navigation rather than any other reason that the no-fly would be there. Okay, these things are just rambling around in my mind as we're looking for 2023. These are some of the things, the insights I'm looking at, and we're going to go to the phones in a minute, but we want you tonight to let us know what are you concerned with, and have you had any dreams about the future yourselves, my friends? Some of you have come up with some really great insights here on the show, and we'll be more than willing to hear from you. But as we go through this time, 2023 is a time to be prepared for shortages and for interruptions on all levels. And the banking interruptions, they're not going to stop. The investors are the ones that are not protected. And that's where I'm concerned. Because when investors, that is to say the people that own the banks, when it gets to money, they make hard decisions. But your money as a depositor should be protected, and you should have some in a shoe, like not to tell anybody where it is, put in a safe place in your house or several places in your house, but you should have some go-to money. And on this show some time ago, I think it was a fellow in Arizona, Will is his name, who called up and said he had a vision of the future where he was told to keep currency at home, but in small bills, small denomination. So I'll pass that on just because it comes to mind. So there we go, my friend, with sort of a quick overview of what's going on for 2023. We're going to continue on with the show. We do have a HOPE conference scheduled for Phoenix, Arizona. And I want you to go to the website and to sign up. Paul will play the information on that tonight. It's Phoenix, Arizona, and we'll be there having a conference again. This will be the second in the series, and we want to see you there. We want to be there with you, and we want to talk more about being prepared for the future. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. We'll be right back after a quick commercial break, and we'll talk more about 2023 and beyond. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to experience life-changing wisdom, spiritual insights, and transformative knowledge? Come to the Next HOPE Conference, April 14th through the 16th in Phoenix, Arizona. Powerful healing techniques and spiritual practices for personal growth. Interactive questions and answers with Douglas James Cottrell and other experts. Insights into global events and predictions through a spiritual lens. At HOPE Conferences, we believe in the power of spiritual growth and transformation. Our mission is to bring together like-minded individuals and provide them with the tools and knowledge they need to unlock their full potential and answers to help you with future events. Join us in Phoenix, Arizona, April 14th through the 16th. Go to hopeconferences.org. That's hopeconferences.org. to register now.
You think about you and your family's health every minute, every day, not just when sick. We believe healthcare should bring results and rejuvenate the body. That's why Dr. Douglas James Cottrell compiled some of his best tips from his readings into a book, The Complete New Age Health Guide, Volume 1. From nutrition, anti-aging, and skincare to serious disorders and diseases like autism, PTSD, and cancer. Find out more at DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com or buy a copy on Amazon today. We understand people may have strong opinions that are different than our own. So join us and call in with questions and comments as we attempt to explore the unlimited human consciousness.
You're listening to The Global Village with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. Welcome back.
As we were talking just before the break, Doug and I were talking about the super volcano out in Wyoming, and we have had visions of that erupting. We've seen lava and spewing out of the ground and things like that in a big heat wave. And I think on the show there were a couple of fellows here about a year ago who had some, they were living in a little, in a state further south. I'm not quite sure where. I'm not sure it was Nevada. But they had some also visions or dreams about this happening. Have you, my friends, had a insight, a vision or a dream of what's going to happen? If you have, here's your chance. Get on air and let us hear. You can have bragging rights for it when it comes true, because these shows are archived. And you can prove to your friends that you, too, have the ability to see the future. Dreams and visions and meditations are safe ways to see the future. I know it's possible because I do it all the time, as you know. We have at the conference, we'll be talking about dream interpretation and how to develop this from lucid dreaming to prophetic dreaming to dream incubation. The power of the mind is amazing, absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's one of those things that as we continue to explore the possibilities of just what the power of our consciousness is, we're from time to time going to have some guests on the show here. Next week, we're going to have a lady coming on that is going to talk about her experiences in her new book, Dr. Tracy Kemble. And she's written a book called, I guess, Narcissionary. And it's a self-love deficiency disorder, the Narcissus Abuse Recovery Dictionary. So she's going to tell you what to look out for, some of the terms that are in her book, and she's going to talk about her personal journey and how she's come to be a very well-respected author and very well-known all over the world. And so if you're looking to want to know more about this, Dr. Tracy, PhD, and the author of Narcissionary, is a thought leader, entrepreneur, and woman's empowerment expert with over 30 years experience in teaching life transformation. So you won't want to miss her next week. She's going to be right here on the Global Village radio show. And again, as we ask you, my friends, if you know, use your mind, exercise it. You know, there's a brain gym you can get a hold of, and even if you want to make up your own, you know, gaming, solving puzzles, doing things to test your mind, even repeating times tables. Remember, we used to do that back in the day, you know, before calculators and things like that. How much is 6 times 6? Let's see, that's 36. 9 times 9, that's 81. Oh, my gosh, how did I know that? Thank you to Miss Brown in grade 2 or 3 who taught me my times table. In any event, you're welcome to come on and let us know what's on your mind. The number to call is 718-766-4421. Now, we have a lot of people in the call column today in the queue, so we're going to try to go through get to everybody's question as best we can. And so we're looking forward to seeing what you might see for the future or what you're concerned with about what's happening in our world now. And I'm going to give you my insights, trying to look forward just for the next 12 months or so. We know that there are unique and world-changing events coming, and we've spoken about them before. We wrote the book, The New Earth, and the evolution of human consciousness is what's at hand. This is an opportunity right now, at this point in our existence, to understand what the future may hold and how we can best be prepared for it and what we can do ourselves for what lies ahead. As we go to the HOPE conferences, which is another outreach, we will be having, again, guest speakers at our conference who will help us understand our world and our humanity based on the experiences and research of people who are interested in human consciousness and our amazing world. The world is amazing. It is. Every single day of my life, something new, unpredictable, profoundly surprising has popped up. Think about it, my friends. Now, I want you to try this challenge, which I've been putting out here at the Wednesday night spiritual search for God things that we have every Wednesday on our Zoom show, and also at our Sunday service, International School of the Prophets, where we have our virtual healing, and we have a real online church service where we extend prayers and virtual energy to everybody. We've been talking about this. Are you addicted to your cell phone, to your computer or laptop or whatever other device you have? Can you put it down and walk away from it and not look over your shoulder and wonder, is that a text? Is that an email? Or, what's going to happen? Is a call coming in? Can you put it away for, oh my God, an hour? How about a couple of hours or even a whole day? Can you do that? If you cannot do that, then you're addicted. And like all addictions, they're not healthy. And what's going on in your mind is your mind is now being alert and staying on alert. You know, the adrenaline's pumping and it's going through your system because you want to get to that call, or you might miss that call, or that's important. And you'll find yourself being can we call it stressful? You're putting this stress on yourself all by yourself by being addicted to this little spy that's in your pocket. You know, wherever that is, somebody knows where you are because it's broadcasting all the time. Not to be worried about TikTok or all these other apps that are going on. That little spy in your pocket is broadcasting all the time. You know, signals are binging off the towers, and they can locate you at any time. And by the way, if you read the contract, you'll find that it says, even when the thing's off, that it can tell people where you are. Oh my gosh. Okay. So getting back to the point, not to scare you, but if you're addicted to this thing, then you're under stress all the time. And I'm recommending, as a thoughtful, helpful self-help mechanism, is to put this aside. Put it away and not worry. Or when you're driving the car and the phone goes off, don't worry about it. If you're in the living room watching a show and your radio or something, or here you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio amazing broadcast and your phone goes off, let it go. Let it go to answer. You're in no rush. You're under no pressure to answer that phone, except the one in your head. So I'm making fun of it a little bit. I am. And I'm trying to say, you know, remember, you're here. You're living your life. And these things are conveniences to help your life be a better life. You know, you work to live. You don't live to work. And so mastering this invasion in your life is what I'm talking about right now. So if you can put this little pal, I mean, I can't live without mine. I check now, you know, shoes, pants, glasses, cell phone, wallet. You know, I go through the routine. I'm hooked. But I can leave it aside, and I can let it ring. I can let it take emails, or I can do whatever it does on its own, because now I know I can go back later on. But again, just a little hint, which has been going on this week, on asking yourself, are you addicted to this darn thing? We can't live with it. We can't live without it, but we can manage it. So there you go. So tonight we're going to take your calls. We have a lot of people in the queue, and looks like we're going to, the 310, the 312, the 203 area codes, the 401, the 917, the 972, the 303, the 773, the 917. So we'll try to get to everybody tonight. I know there are a few people who are in the queue just listening in. I'm hoping you're enjoying the show. Paul, who's on deck? Where are we going next?
Well, before we go to Vince in New York, I just checked on the gold price, and Douglas, the price has shot up from 1920 yesterday to currently 1988-50. So it's taking a big shooting star approach. It was as low as $1,624 an ounce in November. So in 4 months, it's gone from $1,624 to right now, $1,988.50. That's a pretty big jump. So there you go.
And we're talking, of course, commodity prices. We're not talking about retail prices. These are commodity prices that you're talking about. So
that's the spot gold price.
Spot
right?
market, right. So when you go to the store tomorrow, my friends, it's going to be well over $2,000, you know, $2,100, $2,200 to buy gold over the counter. That's what I mean by the retail market. So what Paul is talking about is right now, this gold is traded 24 hours a day, 7 days a week around the world. And he's talking about the spot market. For those people who may not know, that's where people buy the gold from the gold miners, where they send it. So there you go. And that price has gone up. It was $1,800 or just a little bit under it not too long ago, as Paul said, $1,600 just a couple months ago. Why is it going up? Okay. That's because there is uncertainty in the world, and especially in the banking community. So take a nod, not to run out and buy gold and spend your fortunes and your retirement 401s. You don't want to worry about that. What you want to do is go around and buy some silver coins, because that's the poor man's gold. I have a couple because I'm a poor man. So get some silver, because that's... Yeah, maybe Paul can check the commodity prices on the silver, too. It's probably nosing up to somewhere near $40 or something.
It's actually right now, Douglas, the spot silver price is $22.85. And, of course, silver follows gold a few days later. It doesn't jump at the same time, but it follows. The curves are very similar, but it takes a couple of days usually for silver to catch up at the same percentage to gold. So we're going to see silver go up here, in the next couple of days, probably starting early next week. So, the premium on gold, just FYI, is typically anywhere from $80 to $100 an ounce. So if you see a price of $1,988, you're going to pay another $100 roughly to buy that 1 ounce coin.
Okay. Thank you for that report on the commodities. I have to remind everybody, we are not in the commodity business. We're just giving you that information for informational purposes only. And we do not recommend that you take our conversation as advice and start spending money and buying gold. But the information is there. Paul's been very careful to give the prices. And I was saying, you know, $30 or something. Well, $22 or $30, that is about a third of an increase in the price of silver. It could happen. It might not happen. But remember, this is just informational purposes only, my friends. We know what we should have got our own silver mine, Paul. Or, you know, we should maybe where Doug lives somewhere, we can go and get the dowsing rods out there and find some sort of copper mine, silver mine. What do you think, Doug? Would you be up for that? Maybe we could go, looking for some metal or something. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. We might even find gold, which would be even better.
Okay. Everybody, get out the
minesweepers there. I want to remind you of that dream I had about 4 or 5 months ago, where I went into a shop and purchased a bar of silver, a pin for some reason, that I would wear on a lapel, and it was $100. And then I went back to the store in the dream, I don't know how much later, but I wanted to sell it back to the store, and they gave me $200. So it was double the price.
Okay. That's an amazing dream. Hang on to your silver and gold pennants, my friends. And when you see these advertisements on TV for like, hey, we'll take your old broken down rusty gold, you know, your dirty old broken gold bracelets and stuff like that, I find that's amazing that they actually say that. Gold is gold. And you know what they do, my friends? They take your broken and discarded and unwanted gold when you take it into the pawn shops or wherever you go, and immediately is put into a container that is heated up with a flame underneath, and it's melted down immediately. So it all of a sudden becomes a gold bar. Imagine that. It's reincarnated from a broken old bracelet into a gold bar. So hang on to what Paul is saying, his dream, and based on his comment just a moment ago, it would appear that, you know, silver is going to take a big hike up. So, and of course, over time, that seems to be where we're going. We've predicted these things in the past. We've said these things, but we're not commodity traders, and we're not recommending that you make investments in the metals. This is just entertainment on our radio show tonight, just to make sure everybody understands that. So, that's a good idea. Can we go down to the pawn shop tomorrow? Back to the show. Thanks,
Paul. I will tell you, though, that you won't, in my opinion, in my limited experience, you won't make a lot of money from a pawn shop. Because they have to pawn off what you, well, I'm not criticizing you, but pawn off what you, what you're given then for a profit, so.
Yeah, there's that place in Las Vegas that's on TV. They do quite well. They do quite well. So anyway, my friends, back to the show. Where are we going next, Paul?
We are going to New York. We've got Vince is on the line. Douglas?
Howdy,
hey,
Vince.
How are you? Hi, James. How are you?
We're okay. How are you doing tonight?
So I'm just really down and a little depressed and everything because since I got fired from my last job in February, I've been reapplying, hoping that they'll rehire me, which I know they will eventually. I just don't know when. But I've had like about 10 interviews with 10 different companies already and with all the applications I put online. And I keep getting, and a week or two later, I keep getting, sorry, thanks for coming in. We've moved on to another candidate. And it's really frustrating. And, you know, I need a job like yesterday. And so on Monday, I have a job interview with General Electric. They make the turbines and all that kind of stuff in Schenectady. And then Monday night I have a job interview with a medical warehouse supply company, and then on Tuesday I have a job interview with Campbell's Soup Company.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
and
listen,
I'm waiting.
We're a little off topic, Vince, with this tonight. But
what I see is
you're wearing sort of a uniform of some sort, like a coveralls, and you got work gloves on. And you got a dusty face, so wherever you're going to be, you're back working, and it's going to be really hard work, but you're happy. You got a big smile on your face, so
hopefully they
see you
soon.
Yeah, so that might fit one of the places you were talking to me just now.
Okay.
So,
but anyway, for 23,
don't worry, you're going to be back to work right away. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so for this year, there's a couple of things I'm really concerned about. And first of all, I predict a lot more big banks failing, but the ones who are going to be on the losing end are not going to be the millionaires. It's going to be the average stiffs, that bank like me and God knows who else. And I would suggest for people to not bank in regular banks, not the big banks, but find a local credit union to bank with. It's a lot more better, and they're more trustworthy. And be really, really careful about the stock market because there's going to be a lot of plummeting, especially tech stocks. There's going to be a lot of tech jobs that are going to be lost due to AI. There's going to be a lot of jobs in general lost due to AI because I just saw in the news the other day, a lot of radio stations, TV stations are replacing people with AI. and it's like really scary. Now you were also talking about two other things that I would like to see. Well, three things I'd like to see our government do: get rid of the time change once and for all. We don't need it anymore. We only implemented during World War II because of the war. We don't need it anymore. It's completely useless. You know, we waste so much, billions of dollars go into changing times back and forth twice a year. We don't need it anymore. The other thing that I would like to see our government do is, this is a perfect example. I get phone calls constantly. I don't answer them anymore, but I get phone calls constantly from debt relief places, relieving your student loans, and God knows what other places.
Yeah, those unsolicited calls. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, our government needs to step in, give us the right to sue everybody that owns these numbers and calls us, whether it be like a huge lawsuit with a group of people or individual. And these companies should be paid the price, at least $20 million fine for the calls that they have made to people soliciting this. That's the other thing that I need to do. Now, you were talking about Ireland earlier.
No. Vince, that's plenty. We got to go to the thoughts of people waiting.
Okay.
So I got you down. Okay. So you're against the time change, and that's first. We're going to take a little tally. Thank you very much for your comments, and everybody out there, this is Vince. He's called the show several times before. He's had an up and down, and we're seeing him for his personal perspective that he's going to be in some sort of hardworking place wearing coveralls that don't quite fit comfortably. They're too big for you. So, okay. So good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, bye for now.
All right.
Let us know. Okay. Call back and let us know how you made out. Okay.
We'll do.
Okay. Okay, Paul, where are we going next?
We are going to Chicago, Illinois. We've got Carol on the line.
Hello, Carol.
Hello. Yes, I think that the daylight savings time should stay the same. And my two predictions are, I think people are going to be a tannish color in the near future, you know, sort of like the Indian color. And cars will have magnets and wires instead of an electrical battery.
What kind of battery?
Instead of an electrical battery, they will have magnets and wires. There'd be magnets and wires in it.
I've been seeing
electricity. Sort of like that will be in the cars instead of the
lithium batteries and stuff. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that some of those things on the video, online videos where you wrap copper wire around a broomstick and you hook it up to directly to spark plugs. So you put two magnets beside it, and then you put a light bulb, wire it in, you put the light bulb in, and the light bulb comes on. And it's like free electricity. I've seen those little, some people call them toys. I think they're just the basic of, it's the science behind the power that was generated around the world through pyramid power and those big sinkholes that they have in Africa that go down sort of concentric rings. And I think we're on the way back to, just because you're jugging my memory, Carol, is that I think we're on the way back to discovering what these massive power devices were that we can get out of magnets. I saw something recently that there was some examination of magnets. You know, when I used to play with magnets in school, we all did, and magnets would stick together. And there are some metals that are magnetized and some that are not. And some, you know, you can see an unmagnetized piece of metal. It doesn't have much magnetism in it, and it doesn't stick too well. But the magnetized metal does. Then somebody showed that inside the magnet at the atomic level, there is gigantic activity going on. And I'm wondering, just because you mentioned this, Carol, that these other production mechanisms of electricity are due to whatever's going on in a magnet. Nikola Tesla said the future to understand this power is to understand magnetism, gravity, and electricity. And we don't. But if we look at a simple magnet and we look at these little toys that you're talking about, where magnets are now being put up close to copper wire or coils and they're working, there is something that we have not paid attention to that's there. This is my, I'm just building on what you said, Carol. This is an amazing discovery as we go forward from here. So Tesla cars, look out, no lithium batteries. We're going to have our own coils and whatever in the back. What do you think?
Yeah, because Tesla, what he did, he built a big machine, sort of like those pyramids, but it was like a tall transformer, very tall one, and they destroyed it. And because he knew when he went to visit the pyramids, he knew that that helped him discover that electricity was coming from the air.
Yeah, yeah. And that's we all know about static electricity. How many of us have gone over and went to turn the light switch off on the wall and a big spark jumped out from our fingertip?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing. And, you know, we just go, oh, that's only static electricity. Well, wait a minute. Maybe it's a whole lot more that we don't know. Maybe it is the source of some gigantic power that, after all, you look at in the sky and there's electricity going around in the sky. We call it lightning. Where did that come from? And why does it have to hit the earth in lightning bolts all the time? Which there's always lightning going around the planet all the time. Somewhere in the world, it's storming, electrical discharges are taking place. We're not paying attention to that. Maybe because the people who sell us electricity don't want us to look at that. You know, a little conspiracy stuff coming out here, you know, but I think that's a good point. Yeah, excellent point.
And then my last addiction is, I think that either NASA or somebody, or even Stephen Greer, I think that's what his name is, he's going to reveal something about the UFOs, the aliens, that is going to give us concrete proof. I believe he's going to do it. So he's an anesthesia emergency doctor. So that he emphasized, I mean, he studied UFOs for years.
Would you think, Carol, that if there were advanced beings in the cosmos, aliens, extraterrestrials, I like to call them off-world people. And they were much more advanced because, as we know, our planet has been destroyed several times by natural means and otherwise, as more and more discoveries coming out, that we were much more advanced than we are even now when the last time our planet was destroyed. Do you think that these intelligent beings, you know, would they like come back and say, enough is enough? You guys are reaching out now. The Voyager's gone out as far as it has ever been. And, you know, these probes, there's one or two of them out there. Your telescopes are now going out here and seeing the cosmos and these new discoveries in deep space. And by the way, your use of atomic weapons or nuclear weapons is sending out reverberations across the time continuum in the fourth dimension, which is time, and you're playing havoc with us. You think they would come over and say, just a minute, folks, no more of this. We're back. Those pictures of giant beings in Egypt, you know, where they're sitting on the throne and the being on the throne is like four times taller. Maybe that was actually an extraterrestrial being, the gods from heavens coming down, things like that. What if? Do you think that's possible, Carol? What have you ever thought about that? That we'll be helped by invasion, benevolent invasion.
I think that they will do things to help us become, you know, help us to wake up, you know, help us to learn how to program your mind to get what you want in life and to create your life. I think they're going to do, I think they're going to see something to lead us down that path.
Okay. So, so Carol's predicting no batteries or different battery source of electricity, and maybe aliens are going to stop by and tap us on the shoulder. You heard it here first. Go ahead.
Yeah. And my last question is, my friend, he's selling his condo, and I wonder would that be a good deal for me? He's selling his condo in Pulaski. I won't say what city it's in, but...
That he's going to sell his condo and move in with you? Is that what you're saying?
He'll move in with me. He's selling his condo, and I was thinking about buying it. And I was trying to tell him, would that be a good place for me to live or buy?
Okay. The answer is yes. I see. As I put my mind forward, I can see you nodding your head, and I can see big green light in the background. So the answer is yes, if you can do it. Good deal.
Okay.
Thanks for being on the show, Carol. We have lots of people waiting. So, as always, it's a pleasure to have you join us tonight. And you always ask really neat questions. And we got your predictions down here, and also time change, stay the same. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carol.
I say, Doctor, wait a minute. I wanted to let the audience know that you did answer my questions that I sent you.
And for everybody who doesn't quite know what that means, Carol has sent me an envelope a few weeks, maybe a month or two or three ago, and finally time prevailed, and I got around to answering Carol's interview by letter. So there you go. So I'm off the hook now, Carol.
Yes, your life has been spared.
Okay. Thank you kindly. Your pleasure. Thanks for being on the show tonight. God bless. Happy St. Paddy's Day to you.
Same to you.
Okay, where are we going next, Paul?
Going to Rhode Island. Herb is on the line, Douglas.
I thought I saw somebody from Texas on the list here, and I hope they come back. Go ahead.
No, this is Herb from God's country, Pawtucket. How you doing?
Hi, Herb. Good to hear your voice. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, no problem. Let's talk about politics. With everything that's swirling around about the three grand jury, juries ready to possibly indict the former president, I'm wondering what you see about that and the karmic implications on that, and then going forward to 2000 for the presidential election coming up in 24, who will be the Democratic party bearer, and then I have one last question to ask you.
Wow, I don't think we have enough time left in the show for all the answers to those questions, Herb. Holy moly.
But your audience would be interested in hearing.
Oh, I'm sure they would be. And if they'd like to have more information, the number to call is go to douglasjamesgottfried.com, and we can have, we're available for consultations. No worries about that. Okay, so looking forward for 2023, there is an amazing awakening taking place. Fox News, not to blame anybody or to throw anybody under the rug or to say I'm expressing my personal opinion, but recently with all the revelations that's been going on in the courts about, we're talking about court-filed affidavits, conversations, interviews, examination by lawyers. Fox News has been seen to be a little hypocritical of what they were telling your audiences publicly and what they were believing privately. And what they believed privately was completely opposite to what they were telling the folks out there in their audience. And that's been a revelation. And that's what's going on right now. There's this like revelation of truth coming up. This has been going on for just a few months, but it seems to be intensified. So in answering your question, in the political realm of what's going on, the former president does still have a chance to be the nominee for the Republican Party. There is still a chance, but he's about to go through some pretty rough times with these criminal charges that are against him. They just won't quit, but the karmic influence is that he seems to be getting by any attack under any circumstance. So I haven't got a clear picture of it, but I have had a few insights. I had him walking up to me in a dream some time ago, and I was nervous because he was the president. Now, that could be that I'm going to meet him in person, or that there is a possibility that he might make it in the election. Joe Biden needs to check his safety, look over his shoulder, not to put himself in jeopardy, as well as the vice president. She needs likewise to keep an open eye. Don't let your guard down. There's dark forces out there that are set to stop the Democratic party's, I guess you could say, nominee, I guess, to try to interfere in their leadership as president and vice president. There's something out there. I'm not quite sure what it is. And so I'm saying check your guard, watch out, you know, look out for people that you might think are guarding your safety. They probably won't be. So don't put yourself at risk, because the presidency could be. As far as looking forward to 2024, it's what I have is a coin toss, and it could be anybody's election, depending on what happens to the various circumstances. The economy is doing well, in as much as inflation is coming down. The cause for most of this bank catastrophe is going to be discovered that some of these banks were into Bitcoin huge, and they got caught when Bitcoin came down. They ought not to have been in those risky areas investing their depositors' money or risking it with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin was a bubble. I've said that before on this show many times, even though it made some of you, my friends out there, very rich, and the ones that got in at $30 and $40 and got out at $60,000, that's a lot of moolah, as we say in high school language. But again, that might be seen as a cause for some of the problems in the banking community around the world, as well as in the country. So looking forward a little bit in politics, it's going to be further divide. There are people who are not aware. There are people who are not in the wake up. And unfortunately, there is still this, the governor of Florida and other people are on the sidelines pushing the envelope to divide the country. If the country continues to take a polarizing view between red and blue, then there's going to be upheavals, and there's going to be more shortages, there's going to be contention, there's going to be people just angry with each other, and then out of spite, economically speaking, there's going to be shortages and difficulties. That's probably a little more than the end of this year and that of next year. So to be more aware for that, not to be frightened, is to say, let's come together. We're all Americans, you know, and we have differences of opinion, but let's not get caught up in some of the extreme points of view. And I think that's what's going to be some improvement or some direction that the country is going to take. I'm not here to say I'm a Republican or a Democratic or an independent. I'm just saying, as these thoughts are coming through my mind, the way out of this is to agree with each other and say, okay, how can we help? What can we do? You're going to see more legislation that's going to be protecting the kids in the schools from guns, and you're going to see in the next 5 years or less, you're going to see a movement with younger people to try to get everybody back together again. The problems in the borders are going to be resolved, and all that takes, I can see a row of judges like a long row of judges, one beside the other. And I think this means immigration judges. And the way out of this catastrophe is to have people adjudicated, you know, whether they're good immigrants or not, to separate the dark forces from the good guys, is to have just what I'm looking at is a row of judges. And on top of that, you know, we have to pay attention to our spiritual health and our spiritual, let's say, connection with God. Those people who are believers and who pray for themselves and for their country, those people who are grateful for the world we live in, you're going to do better. You're going to have luck or coincidence or opportunities are going to come to you. To the people who do not, the people who are unbelievers, that is, they don't believe in anything spiritual. They're just into the material world rather than the material and spiritual aspects, because this is what spiritually minded people are. We appreciate and we're grateful for the things we need in a physical way. Those people are calling them unbelievers, meaning they just don't believe in anything saintly, holy, creative. They're going to suffer a little bit. And I'm sorry to say that that's going to be a divide in the country. Remember, there is cause and effect. And I'm talking to everybody, not just you, Herb, that what's going on now is the cause and effect has been accelerated. And so for this year and early into next year, we're going to see these extremes coming, sooner rather than later. We're going to have in our face. So wherever we have malcontent, disconnect, confrontation, civil disobedience, we are going to have consequences. The world, the earth, is rebelling. And as soon as we catch on to that, you know, the world is not an inanimate object. It is alive. It's a sentient being. It has its own consciousness. As soon as we, the believers, catch on to that, then we can, through prayer and good works and good deeds and caring for each other, being each other's brother and sister's keeper, we have a way out of this dark hole that we're plunging into. So in a roundabout way, Herb, that's just what comes to mind as you ask those questions. But politically speaking,
I appreciate that. I think that people are probably, when they go through reading the newspapers and watching the news in cable, you sort of want to know what's happening politically. So I think that was a good look at it. I wanted to ask you one other quick thing. Since you're doing predictions and looking into 23, 24, can you tune in on any personal predictions for me coming up?
Well, I see somebody standing beside you, holding on to your arm, and they're admiring you of the feminine variety. I see you walking sort of down the street with your head up and looking very dignified and sort of strutting your stuff. So you're feeling really good about yourself and the world, and I think you're going to be a little more prominent in the world as well. What are you doing? Is your book getting out there?
I'm trying to, well, first of all, after 23 years, I started a new job in August. I am deputy director of a senior center in my city, and it is a perfect fit for me because of my 43 years of being a journalist covering aging, healthcare, and medical issues. So it's a very good fit, where I write about public policy, regulatory type issues, and I'm working in an agency that's city run that provides direct services to people age 55 and over. And senior centers are, it's a level of care that keeps people out of nursing homes and it keeps them in the community. So, I mean, that's what I've been doing.
Well, it looks to me like you're strutting your stuff. You're walking down the street looking good. Looks like good fit. Well done.
Well, I do. thank you. I do appreciate it. Could you tell your vast listening art audience my website, if you wouldn't mind?
Well, you probably know it better than me, but I'm going to ask you about, do you think daylight saving time should be the same, or should we, what's your vote on that?
My vote on it is it doesn't matter.
Okay. We'll put you on the positive side for leave it alone. Okay. So go ahead. What's your website here?
Okay.
What's your website?
Well, first of all, my book is called Taking Charge, Collected Stories on Aging Boldly. And I have a sequel to that book, and it's at herbweiss.com, herbweiss.com.
Okay, there
and
you go.
I so appreciate you supporting my writing and helping me try to get the word out to people.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome, Herb. Okay, happy St. Paddy's Day weekend, and we'll wait and see how you do next time you call in. Take care, Herb.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Paul, where are we going next?
Going out to Rocky Mountain territory. We've got Linda from Colorado on the line. Douglas?
Hi, Linda in Colorado.
Oh, hi, Douglas in the show. Thank you for taking my call. Pretty
You're
interesting
welcome.
Topics. Yeah, I have a specific question on my life, but I do want to comment, please, with the sentience. It is so hard and complex that more complex and complex to try to figure out something so high intelligent, and or predict. I know there's some people who can predict, but who's actually going to get it right, that's unpredictable. I think that what they need to do is just have really high respect. They respect our planet, our Earth. They respect us. We humans are the ones that create our own dumb stuff. So I would just, it would be a the most respect, just leave that to people. Just leave that alone and let the universe do its job, because they're at peace, very intelligent, respectful, conservative, high elegance. They're not doing any. The planet's still here. We still have the sun. And I'd be sarcastic, but people should not look fools. Don't look fool yourself with something so high. Fix yourself and try to help others.
That's true. The world, the journey outward is really inward. When you're looking for truth and light, that's where it's going. So, thank you for your comments. And, remember, we have people from all over the map. There are people who are really, really smart and people who are really, really not so smart. And we all are on this, we're on this planet, this global village going together. So we have to look out for one another. That's the key. That's the way. Every society that ever got in trouble, when they bonded together and they had a tribal mentality, a clan mentality, a one for all for one mentality, that's how they got out of the most difficult situations the world was ever in. There are people who are always wanting to change things, that everybody has to believe like they believe, or their opinion is more important than everybody else's opinion. When we get to that point where we can respect each other's opinion and say, okay, that's your opinion. You like red, I like purple. Okay, what's for lunch? And we drop the differences of opinion. The differences meaning that there's contention or there's there's not harmony, but we can accept that. When we get to that point of awareness, then we've got it made, and then we can live and let live. And so your comment is absolutely right. How can we continue to be better? Well, we have to be nicer. Would you agree?
Yes, nicer and stop judging each other so much. Cut it out. I mean, anywhere in the world, fix your own problems, fix your own country, try to collaborate. But Don't try to, you can be fixing your present situation. Why you want to fix something that is so high intelligent? All they're doing is just looking down and smiling. Oh, human, thank you for thinking of us. But you need to teach us what you can do. But you don't need to teach us, but at least let's see what you can do. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I mean, it's a willful thing. You know, every day we do things, and we choose to do good things or bad things. The people who do good things are perfectly able to do bad things, but they choose not to. And that's the whole thing, is to understand that at some moment in time, we choose what we're going to do. And then the next moment is to understand that we have consequences for everything we do. And for those people who are not aware, they think that they're hiding, you know, in the darkness somewhere. Nobody's going to see them. These are really self-destructive kind of people, because they think that they're getting away with something. And maybe in the moment they do. But there's always consequences, and the universe always catches up. So if we can teach people that, if we can show them that there's this a good reason to do good, not take advantage of other people, don't be mean, be nice, because it pays back. You know, good things happen to you. If we do that, then the society can change.
Very well said. And again, I want to rephrase that humanity, you know, whoever it is on the world, somewhere very intelligent, you're still in a human body. You cannot get to that super, super high event, and I would just respect and just stop disrespecting or lying on the fact, because the planet's still here, still rotating, we're still here. Don't blame problems on something so high advanced, because that's not them. They're not like that. It's humanity that creates it, like foreign country. Over there in the East, you know, Oriental, you know, respect here. They don't look at themselves they have to be doing something to create power. It's ridiculous.
No. Well, if you look back in history, no conquering country ever continued. They were always conquered from within themselves. But the ones that got along, you know, even when they were in power, they lasted, the civilizations lasted for thousands of years. The secret is, don't do anything to anyone else that you don't want to have happen to yourself. And if somebody does make a mistake, then whatever they did should happen back to them. And then everybody knows that's just, and everybody gets along. But anyway, thank you for your comments tonight. Do you think the time change should remain the same, or should we change back to, you know, daylight saving time and standard time? What's your choice?
I think this comes from NASA, and there's going to be signals. So I would say that we have to do what we have to do. It does modify people's behavior and certain things in the world. So I would let it be.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay. Well, to put it as okay, leave it as it is. So thank you very much for being on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. Linda in Colorado. Thank you. Take care, and happy St. Patty's Day weekend to you, Linda.
Yes, sir. Yes. I'm waiting for the leprechaun to pop out, but he hasn't. But thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Well said. Well said. Look out for those leprechauns. Okay, Linda. Take care. Okay, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. We'll have a drink of water. And we're inviting you to our HOPE conferences coming up here in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back after this.
The Douglas James Cockrell website is where you can learn much more about this amazing man and his journey through a lifetime of spiritual prophecy. The book Secrets of Life answers questions everyone has about the physical versus the spiritual world. Why you are here in the world right now, karma, psychic abilities, reincarnation, prayer, and much more about universal laws. This book is essential for those who really desire to follow the path of the divine to soul perfection. Douglas has been chosen to provide you with a keen insight into the purpose of life's journey. Best-selling author Robert Appel says, "The least you can expect from Dr. Cottrell's work is that it will change your life." Go to DouglasJamesCottrell.com and click on Shop for Secrets of Life and all of his books and learning materials.
Getting beaten up in life? Reading Conversations with the Akashic Field by Dr. Douglas James Cottrell coaches you through methods of battling fear and self-doubt to gain the spiritual strength you need for defense and stamina. Tapping into an ever-present source to help you win today. Visit DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com or Amazon today for Conversations with the Akashic Field.
Are you ready to experience life-changing wisdom, spiritual insights, and transformative knowledge? Come to the Next Hope Conference, April 14th through the 16th in Phoenix, Arizona. Powerful healing techniques and spiritual practices for personal growth. Interactive questions and answers with Douglas James Cottrell and other experts. Insights into global events and predictions through a spiritual lens. At Hope Conferences, we believe in the power of spiritual growth and transformation. Our mission is to bring together like-minded individuals and provide them with the tools and knowledge they need to unlock their full potential and answers to help you with future events. Join us in Phoenix, Arizona, April 14th through the 16th. Go to hopeconferences.org. That's hopeconferences.org. to register now. You're listening to the Global Village International Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. Call in and ask a question about tonight's topic at area code 718-766-4421. That's 718-766-4421. Now, once again, here's Dr. Douglas James Cottrell.
Well, welcome back to the show, my friends. We're having a good look across the board here. So far, we have four people that say keep the time zone as the same, so we'll keep the tally going here. Just a reminder, next week we have a special guest coming on, Dr. Tracy, who is the author of Narctionary, is a thought leader, entrepreneur, women's empowerment expert, and she has over 30 years' experience in teaching life transformation. Since 2022, she was named Entrepreneur of the Year by the Women's Leader Club for successfully building three substantial international businesses, including Miss Globe, an international televised culture event with over 80 licenses around the world, the WIN Foundation, a 501c-3 nonprofit specializing in abuse recovery, and the International Feminine Boss Academy and Society, a learning center where she teaches female soulpreneurs, really neat, how to manifest their life with feminine energy. Her book is called Narctionary, Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Dictionary. And she's talking here next week about self-love and how you might be helped in situations where you may have had some abuse or some difficulty suffering from people, I guess, who are the Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Program. And here it is, her book. It's Dr. Tracy Kimball. She's a PhD, and she's going to be with us here next week at 9 p.m. Back to the show. We're looking forward to this lively conversation we're having tonight. Where are we going next? Doug, how are we doing with where you are in the world right now?
everything's fine. It's except for the weather. But it's, don't complain about that, because summer is coming, spring is coming, so we've had a lot of snow where I am, and now we're having rain, quite a bit of rain, and but it's you're just taking the stride.
Mm-hmm. Have you been dreaming about such things as future moments of value or valuable things or making discoveries out there? Paul had shared something about how he went to bought something silver, he took it back to the shop, mm-hmm. and they said, well, pay him double. So what's on your plate these days?
Oh, I'm getting a lot of personal dreams, but I did have, some time ago, I did have a vision which indicated that even where I live, when the Yellowstone actually does erupt, it's going to be dust even where I live.
Mm.
But
you know, there
the vision, I did see dust. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody else had... they were over near Lake Ontario, or Lake Erie it was, and it was snowing in the summertime.
Mm.
And like, was gray snow, they were saying. So I think what we're talking about is, sort of ash coming down from the West Coast, Wyoming over here to the East Coast. Certainly that would be, with the prevailing winds going from west to east, that would be a reality that way. But, we got to watch out for, the times between now and then, that this is a time of extremes. We keep an eye on the weather. We keep an eye on what's going on. We can get by these times that are somewhat extreme. There's also, think about it. We've gone to Mars. We have a helicopter on Mars. There are plans to go beyond Mars and out into the universe. And that telescope that's up there, I think last week, was showing something that's never been seen in the cosmos. It was briefly going by on the TV, and it was these newest pictures released. So there is lots of hope as we look outward into the cosmos, and there is lots of hope if we learn to help each other here. And again, as you're saying, lots of personal guidance in your dreams. At the Hope Conferences, we will help people wake up and realize that their mind, this consciousness, is expanding, because this is a really important time. This is the time that, we could see the Second Coming. We could see world peace. We could also see some, extraterrestrials show up here with great big ships and come back to sort of reset the world. Wouldn't that be something? Anyway, Doc, we're safe, and we're all looking forward to this summer. As you say, I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
And whatever does happen in our lives, it's very important to have, as alluding to the conference, it's very important to have a positive attitude and have hope for the future. And so that ties in with the Hope Conference, is where our conference is as well.
Mm-hmm.
But attitude is so important in times of struggle. Attitude is paramount.
Well, everybody, when you come to the Hope Conference, you get to see the VIPs. Amazing producer of this show, Paul, will be there. And, he'll bend your ear a little and ask you some questions and conduct you around the conference, not to put too much emphasis on what there's another word for that, to obligate you. That's the word I'm looking for, Paul. But you always have fun at the conferences, and we look forward. So, okay, we have a little bit of time left in the show here, and we're going to come up to the hour here. Who is next on the list?
We have Tim in New York on the line, Douglas.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Douglas. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, just turn the volume down on your computer, because there's some feedback.
Oh, sure.
I think Tim's got his speakerphone on. If he can turn on his microphone, that would make his voice a lot more clear.
Okay, go for it, Tim. Hello, Tim. We can't hear you at all now. Okay, so while Tim's getting ready for that, as we were talking about the conferences, we had a ball in Fort Worth, Texas, some of our friends who were there were talking about tornadoes going by, and lo and behold, in today's news, there was a picture of the black clouds going by north of Fort Worth, Texas. And tornado clouds always, they have fingers. If you've ever seen the manifestation of a cloud mass, they have like fingers coming down. Sometimes they're green in color. So when you see that and you're outside, don't be. Head for cover really fast. Tim, are you back yet? There we go. I'll turn on Tim's microphone here and see if he's back yet. Hello, Tim. Can you hear us? Tim, are you there? Okay, I guess Tim got dropped. Something happened. Okay, where are we going next, Paul?
Unmuted.
Hi, Catherine.
Hello?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, yeah. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Okay, well, poor Tim was just having a little trouble there. He's in New York as well, and so he had a little problem with his microphone or something, or his cell. The same as yourself.
Yeah.
We can hear the reverberation there. So you're right.
Really?
You're either on the speaker or you have the volume on the computer too high.
No, I'm off speaker too. That's odd.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's up?
Yeah. I was wondering, please. I want to move on with my projects. Like I know last week I discussed with you, and you were kind enough to speak with me about an event I'm throwing. But I have other projects I'd like to get going this year. So I was wondering, please, which one you think I should put forth. There's one that starts with the letter T. I changed the title. It used to start with the letter D, but I changed it. Or should I go forward with the one that starts with an A or a W? If you pick up which of these projects you think I should try to bring forth this year, please.
Wow. So that was the letter A or the letter W, right? Is that what you said?
The letter A, W, or T, like Thomas.
Let me put that down. Okay. A, W, or T. Okay. Letting a little moment of drama go here. Giving me the sign of an A, you know, you hold your fingers up and your thumbs together, so it looks like an A.
Ah. Okay, interesting.
Okay. Well, that's from what I'm seeing from your mind. But anyway, okay, if that's the one you want, then more power to you. Okay.
Right now I'm a little busy with the event, so I was thinking of, you know, contacting people to come on board and, you know, get it fleshed out, like perhaps beginning of April. I think I'll be slowed down with the event, because then the event doesn't pick up again until June. So, so about April, would that be?
No, it's a good time. Yeah. It's, for you, you're going to be pretty busy, and I can see you reaching for too many things. So don't get too busy. Try to keep, laser focused, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you agreeable that we should keep daylight savings time, we shouldn't change the clocks anymore?
Yes, I do agree with that. I was going to ask you, too, if you think the global warming, all this the weather patterns and everything. I heard in the 90s a friend of mine tell me that there's a program called HARP. He said this came out in the 90s, and it's a way to change weather. Have you heard of that? And I wonder if it's really, you know, like the hand behind the curtain that's making all this happen and, like, kind of trying to scare humanity into, you know, things. Like, I'm not saying I deny climate change. It's obvious, right? But I'm wondering if it's really us or if it's like, I sound like a conspiracy theorist right now. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I figure you're a great person to ask. And like I said, my friend brought this up to me, this HARP program.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Paul or Doug, maybe check on the computer for the acronym of HARP. There was something back in the day. Paul, go ahead.
HARP is... is based in Alaska. I've seen several TV reports on it, but it's called HAARP. It stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. Now, there's a lot of controversy around HAARP. It basically, the cover story from the government is that it was built to study the ionosphere. And for those who don't know the ionosphere, it's a layer in the sky. And the reason I'm familiar with it is it affects AM radio signals. The ionosphere lowers itself at sunset. And that's why a lot of long-distance stations can be heard on AM radio at night, because those signals from the stations are reflected off of the ionosphere. It's basically a metallic layer. And the closer it gets to the Earth's surface, the more it reflects AM radio waves. But what program does is it sends very high-powered signals up into the ionosphere, and there are many different conspiracy theories about it. Some may be very true, somehow connected with chemtrails, and they say that with the metallic particles that the chemtrails spray, and with the high radioactive or a powerful signal from HAARP, they're actually able to control the weather. Now, I'm talking conspiracy theory here. I don't know whether that's correct or not, but it's a huge field of antennas in Alaska. I've seen pictures of it, and that's as far as it goes for me, as far as I know.
Okay, there you go, Catherine.
Interesting.
If you just look up HAARP online, you'll see hundreds of websites you can pick from to read up.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, okay. We have a lot of feedback from your call there, but take care. Let us know. We'll catch up next week. Okay.
Take care, Catherine. Many blessings. Thank you all. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So, okay, we have a little bit of time left here in the show, another 15 minutes or so. Let's take a quick break, and we have a couple more calls to go. We'll be right back after this.
Every so often, an individual appears who can demonstrate the ability to access the dimension known as the Akashic Field. Dr. Douglas James Cottrell is one such individual. The field is like a celestial library of all our thoughts and actions since the dawn of time. Science is demonstrating that through this energetic field, our minds are connected to one another despite our perception that we're all separate. This is why the great religions of the world teach respect, compassion, and tolerance. They depict the field as the book of life, the source of inventions, inspiration, and insight. In the book, Conversations with the Akashic Field, Dr. Cottrell offers you practical advice from the Akashic Field so you may live a life of peace and prosperity. Go to douglasjamescottrell.com and click on Shop. There you'll find books, meditation, and other spiritual advancement materials. Did you know that Dr. Douglas Cottrell has several other weekly channels where you can participate? Check out his Sunday International Spiritual Healing Service on Zoom. Plus, a Wednesday night Zoom community gathering. And you might also enjoy the Wake Up podcast, exploring human consciousness, awareness, and intuition with Dr. Douglas and co-host Les Hubert. Just go to douglasjamescottrell.com and message us on the contact page to add your name to the Zoom links of your choice. You're listening to The Global Village here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Now let's go back to the calls, and here's Dr. Douglas.
Well, welcome back as we get into the closing moments of the show. We're here, got a couple more phone calls, people waiting in the queue. Let's go, where are we going next? Looks like New York City. Or is it Chicago? Where are we going next?
We are going to Chicago. We've got Barbara on the line.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello. I have a question, Dr. Douglas. I still can't find my keys. So I know this may be off topic a little bit, but it's been driving me crazy.
I would say it's off topic a whole bunch. I think last time we said they were, you called in last week or so, I remember that they were, I saw them in your hand, so you're going to get them back. And they look like a little big enough to fit in the palm of your hand, maybe have a keychain on them or something like that. So, but they're in your hand, and I'm in a room. There's cupboards on the one side of the wall, and it looks kind of dark in there. So I'm not sure if this is a closet or a pantry or something like that. Have you looked in the,
okay.
Is there such a place like that?
No, I don't have a pantry. It could be in a closet. I was wondering, because last time you said it was gray, and my daughter has a gray interior in her car, but I'm thinking, I wonder if they're in like a bag, like a Walmart bag, because here, the Walmart bags are gray. I don't know. It's just... I usually don't lose things, and typically I get them back readily. However, this is not the case at all.
I saw it in your hand, so, you know, usually I look and I can see if you're getting it back or not, and if I see it back in your hand, then it's just a matter of time. So the prayer is to the object, to your keys, you say, look, you find me, okay? You tell them that. You find me. You kind of command that. And then you'll move something, you'll do something, you'll lift up the vacuum cleaner, and there they are on the floor. I've had many such experiences where I lost something, and I, in one particular time, just reminiscing, I had a closet door that where the door was removed, and I had put my desk in front of the closet door, and the reason we took the door off so that my desk would fit up against the wall and the door, and I put a curtain across it. And lo and behold, whatever the object was, digital camera, I think, had fallen off and was on the floor. And for some reason, one day after committing the prayer, you find me, something else fell off my desk. And I got down on my hands and knees, and I moved the curtain to get whatever it was, the pen or the stapler. And lo and behold, there was the digital camera. And I thought, it was there for such a long time that the carpet actually had a dent in it. You know, when you pick up something's on the carpet, it had a mark on it. And I was like, my God, how did that happen? Why would, you know, of all things? Well, of course, it's the prayer. So when the object has some consciousness, and so you say, you find me. And again, I'm reminiscing about what happened to me that time. It was very impressive that happened. That when you send it the prayer, it'll find you somehow. You know, you'll move something or whatever. But next time, get one of those AirTags, you know, Apple AirTags, and put it in your keychain or something like that, and you'll know with your phone how to find your keys or your passport. Or when you have luggage on the plane, put an AirTag in it, my friends. This is what I do. So, and it's really amazing that you can find these things. But anyway, passports, wallets, dog collars, my My dog Max has one. I can watch where the dog walker takes him. I just look on my cell phone. I can see where he is at any moment in time. So anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent here, but the point being is I see them in your hand, and you said last time I saw a gray. This one looks in your hand like it's, did you have a black or a dark key tag on it, or is it one of those keys that isn't really a key? It looks like something else. I've heard a Kong or whatever it is.
No, it would just have the FOB. It's got the color of the car, so it's like a little metal, real small, maybe a quarter of an inch. Long, and then it's got an FOB and a black remote, you know, to open up the doors. So that's
That's what I'm looking at, is the remote is the size I'm looking at. That's what I'm looking at. Okay, so
well,
I see
it's really
in your...
perplexed me.
Of course.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's not like me to lose something, because usually I can call it back to me, but this is just kind of really got me going. So if I can't put my hands on something when I want it, oh, Lord, that's all I can say is, oh, Lord,
okay,
I don't
well,
stop until I can get it. So the
well,
search continues.
Okay, just let it go, kind of like, you know, forget it, and you say, okay. Yeah, you know, if you want to come back, it's okay. You know, like be disinterested rather than intense. See if that helps.
Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah.
Sure, maybe that's the answer.
Yeah, teaching
and
a little patience or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want the time change.
Okay.
I like it the way it is.
That's okay. Yeah, you're in agreement with everybody. You do not want the time to change. So that's six people voting for no change. Okay, there we go. Well, all right. Thanks for being on the show. We wish you luck. And,
thank you very much.
You know, it's the luck of the Irish. May the luck of the Irish be with you tonight, and you put your hand on that right away. But I see it in your hand.
And I'm under, so I should have good luck.
Okay. Well, call back and let us know when you found it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Okay. Bye-bye for now. So, Paul, I see somebody in the 203 area code is having problems logging onto the show, whoever you are. If we can get you to call back in, we'll take the call right away. I'm not sure why they're dropping the call, but we got time for one or two more. Where are we going to go next?
Well, Douglas, we have a lot of people listening, but no one... calling
no
in to
call.
Talk.
Okay,
no
well, we'll see if that 1, 2, 3, 4 calls this person the 203 has made, and if we can get them in, we'll get them as the last caller of the evening. Otherwise, we're terribly sorry why there's some issues. We'll blame it on sunspots. Remember back in the day, Paul, everybody, when there was, we always used to say, it's sunspots, radiation from sunspots. Well, we never hear that anymore, do we?
Well, interestingly, sunspots have come back into the news for radio people. I remember as a teenager listening to shortwave radio, and I had an uncle who was a ham radio operator in London, and he gave me my first shortwave radio, and he told me that we were in a period of heavy sunspots, so shortwave listening was really enhanced. It's kind of like what I was talking about with the ionosphere, but sunspots also do affect certain parts of the spectrum of the radio band. And so apparently we're in a higher sunspot time right now, and I haven't had time to really look into it in depth. But yeah, people blame sunspots on a lot of things.
Now we blame the internet. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll call it a night. I want to remind everybody that we have a special guest coming next week, Dr. Tracy Kimball, who is the author of Narctionary, the Narctionary Abuse Recovery Dictionary. She'll be with us. And again, she's quite a talented lady. The Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Dictionary by Tracy Kimball, PhD. Self-love is non-negotiable is one of her quotes here. And again, the book is all about a subject that we, you know, I really don't understand it that well myself. And this lady has been writing and doing a lot of research in it. So don't miss out. Next week, we can talk about or talk with this wonderful lady who has some information about narcissistic abuse and how it enters our existence because of a condition, she calls self-love deficiency disorder. Now, there's a new term. The formula to healing, therefore, is to simply identify and lay the missing self-love planks in our foundation of self-love to narcissistic abuse so that narcissistic abuse cannot align or access our life anymore. This is why she believes self-love is the only antidote to narcissistic abuse trauma. So that's why her slogan is there, self-love is non-negotiable. Okay, we look forward to talking to Dr. Tracy Kimball next week. And as always, my friends, it's been a pleasure to have you on tonight. We continue to expand the show and to expand our coverage in different places, in different media. I want to thank my co-host, Doug Bentley, for participating with tonight with his insightful comments, and also our production manager, Paul Hughes, who's here, as you know, with us conducting the wonderful show, making everything move smoothly. And since Paul's been on the show, Doug, I think we've had a pretty good run of non-events, non-catastrophes, more exactly. What do you think?
I think Paul is a miracle worker. He's a magician because it's been much better. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. There were things in
now,
the past.
He's a very modest man, so I won't, you know, get him to respond. But
well, we'll turn off his microphone so he can't hear us. Okay, guys. Well, any last word, Doc?
Just you know, I'm looking forward to next week because I agree with the guest next week from what you quoted and what she says in society. There are impossible ideals that especially young people are expected to live up to in their own mind because this is the way you're supposed to look. This is how you're supposed to behave. This is the way you're supposed to dress. And there's a lot of pressure on young people, and this leads to self-criticism and lack of self-love, which I agree with her is a major issue, especially among young people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we look forward to see what she has to say. It's going to be a self-discovery here. Any last word, Paul?
Well, it's been a really interesting night with the various subjects that kind of fall into that ball of wax that comes out of the new earth. And Douglas, that book really kind of changed my life because when I bought that back in 2012 and started reading, I was just amazed at the accuracy now, looking back. I was amazed at what you had written, and then became more and more amazed every time a world event would take place. I would refer back to the book, and there it was. So thank you both for being here, and it's just I really enjoyed the subject matter tonight. I thought it was really spot on. Especially, I'll just bring this up again. I think we mentioned it last week. I don't know whether it was on the radio show or Wednesday night, but I picked the book back up off the shelf a month or so ago and started reading and discovered in the last paragraph of the first chapter a sentence that says it will all be triggered by a huge event that takes place in Turkey. And I had chills running up and down my spine because we all know that incredible earthquake that took place in Turkey has taken over 50,000 lives. So that's a major event for sure.
And that book was printed in 2011.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Talk about prophecy.
Yep. Incredible.
Hmm. Well, so, okay, listen. Well, you're very welcome, Paul, and thank you for mentioning that. Don't forget, if you're interested in my books, the website's douglasjamescottrell.com. And if you're looking for more enlightenment to be in the wake up, the website for the Hope Conferences, again, Paul, is?
It is www.hopeconferences.org, Hope Conferences, plural, hopeconferences.org.
And we'll be there in the not-too-distant future. We have other locations and venues coming up. Please go to my website, douglasjamescottrell.com, and in the email window on the front page, type in your email. It's a permission-based email list. We keep it private. It's safe. It's secure. You will not receive anything in the way of solicitation or anything other than information about our conferences, our radio shows, and what we're doing. So you can rest assured that the email address is secure. But you have to put it in yourself because it's information-based. And by doing that, the mailing program recognizes that this is a voluntary thing and not somebody trying to sneak in and put in some machine kind of email thing. So there you go. Go to that. Enjoy the website. And we look forward to perhaps seeing you at the International School of the Prophets Church Service. You can go there and get a free link and click in Sunday afternoons, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, New York time, if you will, and enjoy some association with people of like-mindedness. We have a sermon, a lecture, and we also have some virtue spiritual healing that we send out across the Internet through the Zoom. So we look forward to everybody. This is Douglas James Cottrell saying good night. Happy St. Paddy's Day and happy St. Paddy's weekend. So let's put a smile on our faces, a skip in our step, and a whistle as we move on down the road. Remember, you choose to be happy or you choose not to be. So choose what you wish to choose. But for me, I'll choose to be happy. Take care. God bless. Good night, guys. We'll be here next week with a wonderful guest right here on the Global Village Radio Show. I'm Douglas James Cottrell saying, may God bless you with health, wealth, and peace of mind. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindPro Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell and Associates Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.